Mark Heller with the Watertown Daily Times in New York. Sort of along the same theme, if I could pick a little bit on the assessment on milk marketings. I assume that that's an assessment on producers. Most of the farmers who I know don't complain so much about the size of these assessments when they come up, but the concept of assessing them to pay for deficit reduction. And I think there are some farmers, I know there are some farmers, who believe that the concept of doing that is contradictory to this department's mission, that it's somehow a betrayal, because I think if they look at the mission of what this department is, they don't see deficit reduction, but they do see supporting agricultural producers. And I wonder if you could talk a little bit about it in those terms.
It would be hugely short-sighted of me as Secretary of Agriculture to ever argue a plan that basically says my programs need to be protected. I can't imagine that there's a farmer or rancher in America that would argue that is a thoughtful approach to how we deal with deficit issues. Every federal department is going to be asked and has been asked to do their share. And again, if we don't get deficits under control, it's hard to imagine that there's a good future out there in agriculture. The two don't work together. High deficits and the future of agriculture, it's not a fit. We've got to deal with the deficits. And again, it is never an easy thing. I will share with you, in my years as governor, I proposed some very, very difficult spending cuts. But it was necessary. It had to be done. And once we thought the problem was solved, the revenues got worse, and we came back again in another special session, in another special session. But I'm not saying anything new here, because anybody who lives in any state in the United States, except maybe one or two that had natural resources that they were taxing, went through the same difficult circumstances. But the interesting thing, if you look at states' economies now, because of those hard choices made, they are much improved. I just fundamentally believe that you have to deal with the deficit if you're going to have a long-term future for not only this generation of producers in agriculture, but for the next generation and the next generation.